Is life fair? And if it's not, then who's to blame? Is life unjust? Who made it so? They're both the same. Isn't your life just what you make it? Isn't that so? Be as fair as you can and you'll grow in the heart of love and grace each place you go. What might God say if you asked why this life's not fair? The Father might say, "Well, just look at you humans who are living there. Sometimes you can be unfair, and the things you think and do lead to despair. My children, too often you contradict yourselves. You yearn to receive love without giving it. You fight for rights without according them. You know for certain what you haven't discovered. You judge others without knowing them. You define what God is without learning. You say God doesn't talk to you when you never talk to Him. You say your path is better, though you've walked no other. You say life here is cursed with potential all before you. You say life is chaotic amid the genius of evolution. You seek heaven for your faith while you doubt and fear. You separate by differences, God's children of the very same pattern. You agonize over those differences in your splendid uniqueness. You debate God's very existence in the face of miracles. You sometimes call God a taskmaster, though you are given free will. You sometimes call God a punisher, though all evidence of God is love. You quickly choose sides to compete, though the best goals are accomplished together. You divide to conquer what God would bring to one. You say God leads your armies, while God sends only angels and teachers. You have credited God for great victories, during which you have killed His children. You have blamed God's disfavor for your losses to cover your own failures. You sometimes call the world insane, though it is truly what you make of it. You have said that death brings peace, even from the miracle of life. You fail to honor the life God gave you because you want something better. You yearn for eternity while wasting life's precious moments. You often retreat into fear, though love cannot exist in its presence. You call yourselves born in sin, even beholding the miracle of the innocent child. You suffer yourself to guilt and penance, though God gives spiritual joy. You shrink from service to others, even as God shows you great opportunities each day. And you call yourself unworthy because of this list, though forgiveness is yours for the asking. Let yourself go, by spirit be kissed. God loves you without heavy tasking. And so, nonetheless, in spite of all this, we yearn to be saved. And we are. And the lessons we will learn when the mansion worlds come will take these contradictions apart in a loving resurrection of the heart. To be perfectly fair and not a human in error will challenge us daily to be all the Father would ask as He smiles on our tasks and helps us each day to be we, in love sent by kindnesses between, in search of sweet goodness serene. that being perfectly fair is just a dream.